Item 602, please.
Extend contract with Cascadia Behavioral Health Care, Inc.
Thank you.
To June 30, 2019, and increase the not-to-exceed amount to $1,613,724 for mental health clinician services.
Colleagues, this contract continues the partnership between the Portland Police Bureau's Behavioral Health Unit and Cascadia Behavioral Health. Cascadia provides the clinicians that are part of each behavioral response team. The mission of the behavioral health response teams is to identify and connect individuals having frequent or high-risk contact with the police bureau due to a known or suspected mental illness to community-based mental health services. The BHRT, that's the behavioral health response team, consists of a uniformed police officer and a clinician. The professional clinician provides on-scene mental health assessment and evaluation and provides linkages to community resources. Much of the work involves bringing structure and coordination to the lives of individuals in crisis that previously had contact with the law enforcement system instead. BHRTs work with individuals referred to the behavioral health unit. BHRTs work with individuals referred to the behavioral health unit. BHRTs follow up when individuals are not in crisis to connect them to appropriate treatment and/or community resources. The goal of the intervention and linkage is to reduce the individual's contact with the police bureau and the criminal justice system. Goals include reducing risk factors, reducing frequency of police contact, and connecting individuals to appropriate community services. BHRTs have access to stabilization beds. Individuals referred to the BHRTs often experience periods of unstable housing. Providing a stable place to live can improve the connectivity to appropriate services. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Anything that was not in my talking points that should be added?
I have a question.
Commissioner Fritz.
This increases the contract by $525,000. Is that to pay for the current staff for next year?
It's for the – this is Bob Dugazy, Police Fiscal Services. It is to pay for the existing level plus an additional two clinicians.
So $525,000.
Is your mic on? I'm sorry. Is the
it
light
is on?
On.
I don't –
Okay, just
yes.
Slide
yes.
it a little closer. Yeah. Thank you.
So it, my understanding is that it would cover the three existing plus two.
So that seems like not much money for five highly trained clinicians, $525,000.
It would not seem. But that is the agreed upon amount between Cascadia and the Bureau.
And Mayor, is that what we agreed to or will agree to in the budget tomorrow, just an additional two behavioral health unit teams?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is in addition to police bureau personnel associated
right.
with the unit.
Right. I can't help but reflect on the disparate compensation for the police part of the pair and the mental health part of the pair.
I am all for strengthening the mental health safety net in this city. All for it.
So this is a one-year extension, as you look to renew it next year, I want to make sure that the clinicians, as they grow more skilled in partnering with the police, that those individuals are willing to continue on and that the compensation, which I assume includes benefits, doesn't seem seems like it may not be very generous or even adequate.
Good conversation to have with Central City. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
I think this is fantastic work. And as we heard during, I think, 8 hours of public budget testimony, people were very concerned, as I know you are, about the interactions with people in our community, particularly those living on our streets, but not exclusively, but those who are living with mental health issues and their interactions with first responders and public safety individuals. And one of the most frequently requested items was more people who are actually clinicians having those interactions with people living on the streets. The reason the BHU is so successful is because it has that pair. Yes, it has the police bureau first responder who is often called to the scene, but then there is also a professional mental health clinician who can help with that engagement in the interaction. And as I indicated, also follow up with those individuals once the situation has been de-escalated. And I am very pleased that Chief Outlaw strongly supports this model and would like to see the model expanded. And I know that in the year ahead, she's going to be sharing some ideas and thoughts that she has about how we could even, even beyond this model, continue to improve our interactions with people living with mental health issues. So I enthusiastically vote aye, and I am very grateful for your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Both of you on this item.